Dear friends, today we would like to meditate on the faith of a woman, a Syro-Phoenician Gentile woman, reported in the Gospel of Matthew chapter 15. I read just one verse, chapter 15, verse 28. Then Jesus answered her, "Woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed instantly. Great is your faith. Jesus is praising the faith of a Gentile woman. But the episode starts not with a praise, but with total disregard and even insult, it would seem. It was so strange, the behavior of the master that day. He came all the way from Palestine to this Gentile village of the Syro-Phoenicians near Tyre. And there comes a mother with a plea. Her daughter is tormented by a demon. And she has heard about this young rabbi or prophet from Nazareth who is competent, who is capable of healing and even casting out demons. So she thought she would get a favor, ask for a favor and get it from this young man. She came requesting, crying, weeping, but he doesn't even care to look. The disciples were so much bothered about this lament and crying and shouting of the woman, then they told, "Lord, Master, she is crying behind us, send her away." Then Jesus turns to them and says, "It's not right to take the bread of the children and throw it to dogs." Is it Jesus who is speaking? Jesus, who is supposed to be the incarnation of God's compassion, now calling this Gentile poor woman a dog? Is it possible? People were shocked, but not the mother. She came and knelt before Jesus. A roadblock. "I will not let you go. I will not let you go until you bless my daughter." And she says, "Yes, Lord, you are right. But also the dogs eat from the crumbs that fall from the children's table. I don't ask for the food reserved for the children. Just the crumbs that fall from the table." And here Jesus says, "Great is your faith." Jesus was moved. He could not continue his journey. In fact, this was the purpose why he showed himself apparently not caring. He was not insulting. There was a light in his eye that the woman could detect. Calling them dog is not an insult, even though the Israelites used to call the Gentiles as dogs. But here, the woman saw the nuance of the word. The dogs of the house is kept by the master. The master is responsible for the dog. If the dog is accepted as a house dog, well, it is the master's duty to feed them. And that's what the woman is telling. So what is important is the faith. Apparent to rejection did not disappoint the person. She kept on praying, arguing, and believing. And by this, Jesus puts this woman as an example of faith. He has seen a lot of unfaith, unbelief, not only in the hypocritical Pharisees and the crowds, but even in his disciples who did not believe in him. Then comes this woman, a Gentile, who is decided not to leave him before he hears her plea. Great is your faith. This is what God always allows us also. Very often it happens that we go on praying and praying, the prayer is never heard, as if it is falling on deaf ears, as if we are praying to a closed door, talking to a wall. God doesn't seem to answer. Same thing happened to Jesus. My Lord, why have you forsaken me?" He cried on the cross and nobody heard his voice, it would seem. But then there is God who listens to your cry, and he will act in his own time. "Great is your faith," Jesus told the woman. Great is your faith, he'll tell us also, if we go on banging. Don't give up. Keep on praying. Keep on trusting. He will listen and he will answer in his own time. At the end, Jesus said, great is your faith. Let it be done to you as you wish. He will tell us also, great is your faith. Let it be done as you wish. So keep on praying, never losing hope.